Well, good evening. Good evening. Well, I wanted to begin this evening by confessing to you all what some of you already know, which is back in April, as we hoped things were sort of getting better, and as some of us were finding ourselves fully vaccinated, my husband and I had set parameters that if we were fully vaccinated and our children, and our parents were fully vaccinated, then we would leave our children with our parents and go to Puerto Rico. And we did. We went for 4 days, and it felt like we were doing something illicit the whole time. And we rejoiced to be with a good friend who was ordained that weekend, and to be among these lovely people in Puerto Rico. And we ate spectacular food. In fact, there is one thing I wanted to show you. It's a taco. Yep, there we go. Thank you very much. That is the taco. Doesn't it look like a mess? It looks like such a mess. What a mess of a taco, but it was so good. Have you ever had something like that? That looked like it could not possibly be good, but once you bit into it, it was the most fabulous thing ever. Well, that is what this taco was there in Puerto Rico. It was so good. Do you ever feel like you are too much of a mess to possibly be any good? Or certainly to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. I'm really not so good at loving my enemy. I'm not even sure who my enemies are, but I know that there are plenty of people in the world I struggle to love. And truth be told, I struggle even to love the people I love. Do you know what I mean by that? As in, I struggle to love fully the members of this church who have contracted COVID in the last 2 weeks, and the members of this community who are struggling with addiction and housing and mental health, while also loving fully my brothers and their children and my parents who each have their own concerns, while also pouring all the love and time and attention into my children, Sarah and Luke, and then my beloved spouse, Mark, so often gets the leftovers. And that does not even touch on loving this whole world by working on solutions for refugees and climate change and hunger and staggering inequality. I admit that sometimes I look at the greats in the world and I am overcome with what a mess I am. Look at the work of Greta Thunberg. Do you all know her? How much more could I be doing for the earth we're living in and the earth that I hope my grandchildren will thrive on? Look at the ministries of Pastor Emily Scott and Pastor Eleazar Zavaleta, embodying the radical welcome as we are sometimes too timid about to LGBT folks, as well as people experiencing homelessness. Look at the work of Ibram Kendi committing his whole self to anti-racist work. How much more could I be amplifying the voices of Black leaders and advocating for anti-racist policies? Look at Kamala Yousafzai, undaunted in her efforts to bring educational opportunities to girls despite threats to her life and her family. How much more could I be mentoring and tutoring girls living in poverty right here in Baltimore City? What a mess the world is. What a mess we are. What a mess I am. Be perfect, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. We set such high standards for ourselves, and then we throw in this one-liner from Jesus: be perfect, God is, of course, perfect. What do we know most about the perfection of God? Well, we know this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. That is perfection. That is perfect love. Love poured out so wholeheartedly that God would give God's own child for our sake. What if we could simply know and feel how perfectly loved we are by God, by parents, or by a partner, or by our dearest friends, by our church community? What if you could soak in that love so much, if that could thaw your insecurities and your uncertainties and the fear that you are a mess? What if we could feel that so wholeheartedly that we might then have nothing to lose in the difficult task of loving our enemies and living into kindness every day? We would still be a mess. You show me a person who isn't a mess, and I'll show you someone who's simply hiding it. But to be a loved mess, that is perfectly beautiful. That taco was a mess, but it was a beautiful mess. The scene we looked out on in Puerto Rico, we were right outside the walls of Old San Juan. We were outside the walls looking over the peninsula, and down below us were all of these houses that were set up outside the wall in this beautiful landscape, but also they were the first to take on the terrors of those hurricanes. And as we looked out on that scene, we saw that there were blue tarps multiple years after those hurricanes had come and gone, still covered in blue tarps. And I looked out and saw, in full exposure, our government's failure and lack of humanity and concern for those who lived in that small community called, Mark told it to me, it's La Perla. Do you know what that means in Spanish? It's the pearl. What an image. A beautiful little place that began as a speck of sand, a speck of dirt, and yet was something beautiful. And so, yes, I saw the reality of a mess, but I also saw resilience and community. President Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." Thank God for the messy work and love you are caught up in, even when, especially when, it does not go as planned. And thank God for the messy work of so many others, the messy work and love of Greta Thunberg in working for our Earth's future, and Pastor Emily and Pastor Eleazar for radical love, and for Ibram Kendi for doing the work of anti-racism, and Kamala Yousafzai for putting her life on the line for the sake of girls' access to education. None of them are perfect either, but they are perfectly committed to the calling they are living into. You don't have to do it all to be perfectly who you are and who God made you to be. May you dare greatly to live in joy, or generosity, or kindness, or faithfulness, or peace, or self-control, or love, or gentleness, or, oh my goodness, patience. Whatever it is you received in your bulletin tonight, and by the way, if you're watching online, Deacon Doug, at your request, will give you one of our fruits of the Spirit tonight. You will fail, probably daily. I know I will. But you will not fail to be loved. May you be a perfectly beloved mess. In Jesus' name, amen.